sound looks on 95BFM.
How's that? Quite a sexy little...
God, that I was grooving, yeah.
I know. Okay, what are you wearing today, Alison? Talk me through your outfit.
Well, I've got some black Levi's on.
Yeah.
I've got some motorcycle boots.
Yeah.
And I've actually unusually turned down the collar. So they're normally, they're supposed to be zipped up, but I've turned them down to, so you can see the shearling. I will say they were perfectly patinaed, but I took them to a shoe shop, which I won't name, to get them fixed. And he polished them.
Oh, no, he didn't.
He polished them. You don't polish vintage shoes, are you crazy? Of course, I didn't say that. I said thank you very much and left. So that's why they're so polished now.
Well, you can't really see them because you've got the shearling over the top. Okay, let's go. Keep going up.
Oh, I've got an old ratty, holy black T-shirt on with holes under the arms. I've got a Balenciaga neck tie, which is off an old bag. I've got three pieces of silver jewellery, which is Lucinda Barrett.
Yeah,
screaming jewellery. And I can't remember the other one. A skull ring, which I designed, but then I realised I'd been reading Keith Richards' book, and it's the ring that is on the book. And then I've got a Miley Vodka cap on,
yeah,
which I got off my friend, and great vodka from Water in Montana, everyone.
Ooh.
And then
you've got quite a few bangles, which I'm sure ASMR heads out there can hear rattling around very nicely.
They're just found bangles. I think I've spent a million years just collecting bangles.
Amazing.
Of the same type, yes.
What's in high rotation in your wardrobe at the moment as far as garments go or accessories, anything you just sort of wear again and again?
I'm going through a bit of a cap phase.
Cap phase.
Well, because I've got big hair, I've never worn cap.
Yeah.
And then I found that if I cut it, my hair would come out.
Oh, so your hair's coming out the top of the cap.
I've cut the cap, Emma.
Oh,
yep.
My gosh.
I know. So I can still maintain my hair, but I've just cut the cap.
Oh,
and
genius.
Because I've been having a giant summer holiday at the beach, I've just living in the caps.
Yeah.
So the caps are on high rotation. What else have I been on high? Well,
I like the pink jacket, the pink raincoat and the kimonos.
John's talking about this pink crop kind of puff jacket, would you call it? It's actually I used it in a theatre show. And I was like, oh, I might just take that home. And then it's been with me for about 20 years now.
Yeah. How would you describe your style if you had to describe your style in a sentence or a word or a
Woozle gummage.
Woozle gummage.
Again, growing up on a farm, you can all look that up and see that I look exactly like him with the hair. Cher, Whitney Houston, they were kind of my two sort of makeup and hair idols, as was Tina Turner.
Yeah.
And you realise later on, you're like, oh my God, my hair looks like theirs. Oh, my makeup looks like theirs.
I found myself using the phrase goth geisha.
Oh, right.
I was chastised promptly for it.
Oh.
Okay. I do actually wear a lot of kimonos at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And where do you get inspiration for your style from? Outside of those beauty.
No, I want to say Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
But wait, it is Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
I love his scruffy ragtags and he's just probably the number one in terms of dress.
Yeah.
I do love men's clothing and I love waistcoats and shirts and bits of fabric hanging off. I don't know why that is. It just makes my heart sing.
Has your style sort of changed over the course of your career since the early days of the St. Kevin's shops or even earlier? How has it evolved?
Probably I've moved more into the workwear. So I used to be really denim band T-shirts kind of gal. And then I met this amazing Japanese man in San Francisco who blew my mind, literally. And that's where I started to get into the French workwear overalls, the pants, and, yeah. So yeah. I guess it's kind of half punk rock and roll, half workwear.
And where do you get your clothes? Do they sort of come to you as you're sourcing for Search and Destroy, or do you have a Alison hat on sometimes and only go looking for you?
This is the trick. I only buy for me.
Oh.
That's all. So if I buy something and I don't want it in my house, then it just doesn't come with me.
Yeah.
So I only buy for me. And that is essentially the shop Search and Destroy is what I've bought for myself.
Well, does it make it hard to get rid of things?
Oh, yes. You'll see me cry at the market on Saturday because there's some big winners on that table. I'm like, oh God, can I let that go? But you know, it's the name of the game. If it doesn't fit anywhere, you gotta let it go.
Yeah, and give it a new home. What's your most worn piece? Most frequently worn or well worn or something you've had for ages?
My overalls, without a doubt. The French overalls, I think I've patched them a million times.
Yeah.
If I'm travelling, I just stick them on. Honestly, if I go to America, I just take the overalls and wear them, burn them at the end. No, I'm kidding. Get another pair. Because there's more room in the suitcase, you see. Don't take too many clothes, yeah, geez.
Always have half an empty suitcase.
Always.
What's the most special or treasured or meaningful item in your closet?
Oh, that is a really good question. I think we did this exhibition in Cross Street called, I can't even remember what it was called, The Passing of Tony Ringer. What was the exhibition called? Signs of Passing, that's it. And it was all these old holy pieces that had been in both of our wardrobes for years and years, and we did little notes with them. And there's this pink woolen garment, which is so moth-eaten and so faded, and that's on my wall, and I look at it every day and go, oh, you're beautiful. We'll never let you go. You're so beautiful. That's probably my most treasured piece.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe. It's like a woolen, cropped, moth-eaten...
Yeah,
top
thing. And thing. What's a piece that you're always looking for and hope to find one day?
Oh, leather pants.
Mm.
They are so hard to fit. I'm always searching for them. Some of my customers.
Yeah.
And every time someone comes in and it's a perfect fit, I go, you have to buy them immediately because it's so hard.
Yeah, I'm searching because the ones I bought from you are now a bit too small. So I need to, I'm searching once more. For leather pants.
Oh, I will join you on your hunt. I'll help you, babe.
Will you have any at the market on?
I will indeed. Yes,
amazing.
I will. Oh my gosh, I think I've got the perfect pair for you.
Okay, I'll come in. One more question about your own wardrobe. Does music inspire your style?
Music is everything. I mean, the world revolves around music.
Mm.
Search and Destroy, it goes hand in hand. It's life without music, Search and Destroy without music, it just wouldn't happen. And that's, you know, we did all those gigs at the shop. It's, I said Johnny Depp, and actually, I mean, I have a lot of so many musical influences. I mean, John Bon Jovi, they wore Levi's, and... Steve Tyler with the pieces of fabric around the microphone, all of that just sinks in. Music is, well, the food of life, isn't it?
Oh, amazing.
That was Sound Looks on 95 BFM.